An economic analyst, Dr. John Gatti, has cautioned government to stay the path of prudent economic management and avoid emotional statements by some rating agencies. He tells Radio Ghana that these same rating agencies gave Greece an A-plus rating, only for that country to collapse in 6 months. Dr. Gatti is of the view that Ghana must rely on the expertise that it has in abundance to manage her economy.
The problem about Fitch is that they are thinking that some of the problems could be solved within a short period of time, but that does not meet real economic expectations. You cannot reduce deficit from around 10-something% to 6% in a very short period of time. That will hurt the economy. So I believe that the trajectory that the managers of the Ghanaian economy have taken is the best. They should be firm by gradual in attempt to reduce deficit, because if you're not careful, that will further hurt the economy of Ghana. I must also indicate that I think if Fitch is able within a short period of time, just because about 2 to 3 weeks ability of the currency, they come to review in some of the aspects positive outlook for the Ghanaian economy and generally give a negative listing. That means that it is better for the managers of the economy to focus on the reaction that they are doing, as supported by the World Bank and the IMF and other international financial institutions, rather than focusing on the emotional statements that are given by Fitch and other rating agencies. Because if you look critically at the Fitch rating, it is the same Fitch that told us that the things that were captured in the budget, when they are implemented, will not have any effect on the economy or when the budget was there. But you will realize that it is the same items put in the budget and the supplementary budget. These are the same things that are rolled out that are yielding benefits, and they come quickly to come and save their face by saying that, okay, in this area, there is positive. But they maintain their negative outlook again.
This brings to mind what happened prior to the economic meltdown. These rating agencies, they were giving some of these financial institutions high marks. At the end of the day, we had it explode on our faces.
We need to be very worried about the activities of some of these rating agents. Before Greece went down, they gave A-plus to Greece, but within 6 months, that economy collapsed. They have a lot of lawsuits around the world about their negative activities. In fact, that has led to the European Union, for example, instituting a regulatory body to regulate the activities of rating agents. Other countries like the U.S. have also followed. In fact, last year, it took the government of U.S. several times to gain confidence in S&P. If you go to U.K. last year, the financial industry workers have also decided to downgrade some of the rating agencies because of the way they assess their activities and the difficulties surrounding their methodology. So I think that we have come to a point that we need to believe that as a nation, we are growing. We have a lot of experts in the country. We need to listen to them. We have institutions who have good track record over the years. We need to listen to them rather than emotional and speculatory driven statements by some of these rating agencies.
That was an economic analyst, Dr. John Gatti.